bobjamesjazzfest.com. The musical clinic is open to all ages at 9 a.m. and the Bob James Jazz Fest concert begins at 6 p.m. on May 23rd. Michael Pagan's big band from Kansas City will headline the evening of music. This and more information at bobjamesjazzfest.com. Presented in partnership and in support of KKFI 90.1 FM.
90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned. In the next half hour, I'll be doing your news across Indian country, letting you know what's going on out there. We'll get started with some powwow music. Hope you're enjoying the nice Sunday today. I know a lot of people graduated this weekend, so congratulations to all our graduates. Everybody who was graduating, I know I had people from Washburn, KU, U of A, ASU. So it was great seeing everybody's graduation pictures. And a Haskell grad who just graduated from Dartmouth today with her master's degree. I want to say congratulations to my friend Abigail Jones. Finally finished, so it's awesome that she made it out there. So I don't know what she'll be doing next. Maybe she'll come back here. All right, we'll get started with some music, and this is Cree Confederation. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
that were spoken for the blood we have spilled, for the treaties that were broken, for the leaders you have stilled. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself, for the tribes you terminated, for the myth you keep alive, for the land you confiscated, for our freedom you deprived. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for yourself, for the truth that you pollute, for the life that you have cost, for the good you prostitute, and for all that we have lost. Custer died for your sin. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for your sin. Custer died. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. Custer died.
All right, that was Floyd Red Crow Westerman with Custer Died for Your Sins, and we had Redstone with an Intertribal, and then we start off with some Cree Confederation author CD Horse Dance. And you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here, and we'll get back into the music. And we have some Savage Family, and We Ain't Going Nowhere. We'll be right back.
stay around, allow the future to continue as a prophecy of now. Your prayers conversate with them, they walking with us now. So defend them in remembrance, we promise they be proud. Pass the wisdom of our spirit like a mother to a child. It's love that gave us guidance, no wonder we survive. It's no wonder we alive, cause we blessed through genocide. Again we rise, so we smiling for them, they smiling with us. We never rise from the dead, we've always been here with them. Realize life is a gift, there's life in our death. So if we die, it's for them. Through our whole existence, we gon' fight and defend our people, the elders, every child and woman. As if we die, we resurrected from songs in the wind. Non-existent, our existence, long as we exist and resist and still live, the song never ends.
We know the
flesh, but they spirits ain't showing. Occupying and genocide, spirit guys have been abandoned. Trying to get through life on their own, became stranded. Understanding been dismantled through the pain and great peril. Protect the women and the children, stand in front of the barrel. Our people is the land, if we fall, we stand forever. We understood the plan, that's why we used to live better. When every measure found, pleasure in the smallest things in life. We seen fortune in the feather just because it touched the sky. But when they made us die, something changed how we felt inside. The beauty disappeared and was replaced. Niggas screaming, crying, visualize inside of the story in closed caption. Terrorist attacks on our people haven't stopped happening. Imagining the horror of the truth that's not forgotten. There's no forgiving how they living, cause they still haven't stopped yet.
We know the struggle for life until the day we die.
We're gonna struggle for life until the day we die. On the day we die. lived the old way, and it was fun days for me growing up.
Aloha,
mahine hawaii wau,
tasana hohino puhu.
Because, you know, we're talking for the future generations.
I'm Conroy Chino, introducing you to Living Voices, profiles of Native Americans and Native Hawaiians today. Tom Porter is a traditional chief of the Mohawk Nation. He is a founder in upstate New York of the community of Ganajo Helege, whose members live together in a traditional way. An internationally respected teacher, Chief Porter works to expand the spiritual and cultural strength of his people.
My name is Sago Gwenyungwas, and I belong to the Bear Clan from the Mohawk Nation at Akwesasne. My English name is Tom Porter. Because I was spending many, many years in the longhouse, I have become aware that someday it was prophesied by elders that we might lose our language. And that if we did lose our language, everything would stop. That means there would be no more ceremonies, no more sun dance, no more New Year's dances, no more bean dances, no more thunder dances, no more any kind of dances. There was in the United States a school called the Indian Industrial School or the Carlisle Indian School, which every single Indian community had children attending there in the whole United States. And this school was established in 1879 and it ended in 1918. One of my grandfathers went there when he was 5 years old, and he didn't return back to the Akwesasne Mohawk Indian Reservation until he was 21 years old. When he came home to Akwesasne, he no longer spoke Mohawk. I hear that my grandfather never once held any of his children on his lap. He never hugged them, and he never told them that he loved them, ever. But he used to always be drinking brandy or whiskey. So he was like an alcoholic. And I dare say, wherever there's Indians that went to school at Carlisle, you will find the exact same results. Alcoholism, suicide, and no compassion in their hearts. Recently, we had a meeting here, an Iroquois language conference. And at this meeting, we wanted to take what we call the vital signs of our culture. How healthy is our culture? How healthy is our language? And so here's what we found out. Of the 1,000 Tuscaroras left, only 12 are fluent speakers. There are approximately 15,000 Senecas. There are only 25 fluent speakers left. Amongst the Cayuga Nation, of about 10,000 people, 62 fluent speakers left. Of the Onondaga Indian people, roughly 1,200, they have 17 fluent speakers remaining. Of the Oneida Indian Nation, who have an approximately 14,000 population, 160 remains of fluent speakers there. And of the 35,000 population of the Mohawks, only 3,433 are fluent speakers. Linguists say that one's language is 50 to 60% of one's tradition and culture. And so what I am suggesting is that we Iroquois people, as well as other Indians, begin our own Carlisle Indian boarding school in reverse. And we will give everything the language back. There we will teach them all about the ceremonies that were taken away from them. And that's where our nation will stand up again with full dignity, full pride. That's our dream and our goal, is to bring back the functional, healthy families in Native North America.
This interview with Tom Porter was conducted by Callan Martin. Living Voices is a project of the Smithsonian Institution, National Museum of the American Indian. Executive producers Kevin Lewis and Elizabeth Weatherford. Project coordinator Nan Rubin. Writers Peggy Berryhill and Ginger Miles, mixed at Mercer Street Sound. For more information, check out our website at www.si.edu/nmai. For Living Voices, I'm Conroy Chino.
Supporting 90.1 FM, the Pitch Golf Outing on June 4th is your day in the sun this summer. 18 holes of golf, lunch and dinner at Minor Park Golf Course. Sponsors include Miller Lite, Grace's Best Cookies, Jim Beam, Tito's Vodka, Vapor West, and more. Driving range and massage available, as well as large team entries available for up to 8. The Pitch Golf Outing on June 4th at Minor Park Golf Course. Pitch.com or 816-561-6061 to sign up.
Bob James Jazz Festival presents an educational clinic and a concert May 23rd in Marshall, Missouri. All info at bobjamesjazzfest.com. The musical clinic is open to all ages at 9 a.m. and the Bob James Jazz Fest concert begins at 6 p.m. on May 23rd. Michael Pagan's big band from Kansas City will headline the evening of music. This and more information at bobjamesjazzfest.com. Presented in partnership and in support of KKFI 90.1 FM.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here. And you were just listening to the Tom Porter Living Voices CD. We had The Tribe with a contest song and Savage Family before that. I'll be doing your news across the Indian country and letting you know what's going on out there. Well, Navajo Nation President Russell Begay won't pursue a controversial project on tribal land near the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, the Associated Press reports. During his inauguration ceremony on Tuesday, Begay signed a document that said his administration would continue to work on economic development projects started by his predecessor, Ben Shelley. The list included the Grand Canyon Escalade, a $1 billion tourism project that has drawn opposition on and off the reservation, but Begay didn't know what he was signing, a spokesperson told the AP. This administration has already stated that it does not support the Grand Canyon Escalade project, and that position has not changed, the new leader said in a press release. Some members of the Navajo Nation oppose the project out of fear it would harm sacred sites. The Save the Confluence and Bodaway Gap chapter have been speaking out against the development. The Hopi tribe also opposes the project, whose primary feature was a tramway that would have taken visitors to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And the National Park Service raised questions about the Navajo Nation's ownership of the land where it would have been located. The document at issue listed 8 economic development projects. Shelley said he met with Begay after the election to discuss how to move forward with the work. Quote, "This has never really happened in the history of the Navajo Nation," Shelley said of the agreement during the inauguration. After Shelley read from the document, Begay stepped to the podium and voiced support for the agreement. "This is a historic agreement. First time it's ever happened. We have an outgoing president and an incoming president agreeing that they will move the projects forward because it is for the people," Begay said to applause. The apparent death of the Grand Canyon project signifies just one of the many changes that will be coming to the Navajo Nation under new leadership. Begay will be naming a new person to serve on the Navajo Nation Supreme Court now that Chief Justice Herb Yazzie has announced his retirement. All right, well, out of Nebraska, 4 more leaders of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska were removed on Wednesday in the wake of a spending scandal that also claimed longtime chairman John Blackhawk. Since December, nearly every representative on the council resigned or was forced out after an audit questioning their spending habits. Tribal members now hope they can start fresh. Quote, "I take no pleasure in the hearings that were held today," Keeley Bassett, who pushed for the ouster of several council members, told Lincoln Journal Star. "It was something that needed to happen so that our people can move forward and begin to heal," unquote. The council has elected 4 people to replace those who were ousted. Another election will be held to fill the newly vacated seats. The council has 9 members. Throughout the crisis, there was a consistent slate of at least 5 members on board. Well, out of Utah, the Paiute Tribe of Utah elected a new leader to replace Jerry Lafferty, who was ousted after accepting gifts from the Washington NFL team. Corina Bao defeated four other candidates for the post, according to the results from the April 30th special election. She was sworn into office on May 4th. Lafferty filed an appeal of her removal, but the tribal council denied it, the Associated Press reported. She admitted that she had accepted a free trip to Washington, D.C., and other items of value from the Original Americans Foundation, but denied breaking any laws or policies. Quote, the Paiute Indian tribe has gone through a period of negativity, so now we must clear the air. It is time for the tribe to start healing, new chairwoman Bao said in a press release. There are no winners in a situation like this, but the tribal council can unite and move forward and refocus on what is important for our tribe, for our people, and our children, unquote. Well, the Women's on the 20s campaign announced the winner of its national ballot, but Wilma Mankiller, who was the first woman elected to lead the Cherokee Nation, didn't come out on top. Instead, voters chose Harriet Tubman as their favorite for placing a woman on the $20 bill. The former slave-turned-abolitionist was one of four candidates in a campaign that has attracted the attention of the White House. Considered by many the Moses of her time, escaped slave Harriet Tubman became one of the country's leading abolitionists before the Civil War. The Women on 20s group said she returned to the South at an estimated 19 times to rescue her family and others from bondage as a conductor on what was known as the Underground Railroad, an elaborate secret network of safe houses leading to freedom in the North. According to the group, more than 600,000 people voted since the ballot opened 10 weeks ago. Mankiller, who died in 2010, was a prominent choice based on the news coverage of her inclusion on the ballot. The group is now sending a petition to President Barack Obama to seek his support. The goal is to have a new image in place by 2020, the centennial of the 19th Amendment that recognized the voting rights of women. The Department of Treasury has the authority to change the current face of the $20 bill. President Andrew Jackson, who forced the Cherokee people and other tribes to walk the Trail of Tears away from their homelands. All right, well, like I said, it's a graduation week, and we've seen many Native students graduating from universities across the United States. But this story came out of Arizona. A record 10 Pueblo students received doctoral degrees from Arizona State University on Monday. The students are part of a new joint program between ASU's School of Social Transformation and the Leadership Institute at the Santa Fe Indian School in New Mexico. The graduates received degrees in justice studies and social inquiry. Quote, it's really emotional. I don't have the words to describe it. Carnell Chosa, one of the graduates, told the Arizona Republic, it feels like a blessing and it feels in a sense like a miracle. According to figures cited by the paper, only 126 Native American students earned doctorates in 2013. That represents just 0.2% of the recipients. The 10 graduates plan to work with their communities in New Mexico. So congratulations on that. It's really awesome to see that many Native people getting higher education degrees. And then there was this other story. It's kind of a weird, I don't know, it's making a lot of social media sites. A California Senate candidate is criticized for mocking Native Americans. California Congresswoman and current Senate candidate Loretta Sanchez has come under pretty intense scrutiny after making a war cry sound and gesture during an informal talk at the California Democratic Party convention. Sanchez made the stereotypical gesture while explaining to a group of California Democrats that she expected a supporter to be a Native American rather than an Indian American. So this was via The Guardian. This is her quote. She says, so I'm going to his office thinking that I'm going to meet with a, and she pats her mouth like, you know, how you make the woo-woo-woo sound. So she said that. I think I'm going to meet with this woo-woo-woo Indian making the war cry action with the hand because he says Indian American. And so, and it's captured on a cell phone video. And so the person who filmed it said they were shocked and appalled that she made that type of comment. Sanchez is currently running in a primary to replace Senator Barbara Boxer. Her primary opponent is California Attorney General Kamala Harris. And she told the station, I don't know what to say. So, and I know I've seen follow-ups to the story. Another reporter tried to ask Sanchez to explain the comment, but she just ran away. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that one. And then this story just came out. I know it's getting summer and everyone's going on trips. But just a reminder, when you go to a, national park, especially Yellowstone, a lot of people like to take pictures of the animals out there, but they are animals, so you have to be careful. But a girl was gored by a bison in Yellowstone Park while posing for a picture. This was on CNN. A 16-year-old Taiwanese girl has been gored by a bison while posing for a photo in Yellowstone National Park. The girl sustained serious but not life-threatening injuries from the attack. This happened Friday afternoon. The 16-year-old exchange student, whose name wasn't provided by the Park Service, was visiting Yellowstone with her host family as they were hiking near the geyser Old Faithful. They stopped where a group of people had gathered to watch a bison grazing next to the trail. The girl turned her back to the bison to have a picture taken. When the bison lifted its head, took a couple steps, and gored her, the Park Service said. Park rangers who rushed to the scene took the girl to the Old Faithful Clinic at the park before she was airlifted out by a helicopter. And they say every year some visitors to Yellowstone are gored by bison, sometimes fatally. Visitors are reminded that Yellowstone wildlife is wild. Wildlife should not be approached, no matter how tame or calm they appear. The park is dotted with signs warning people not to get too close to animals. Authorities tell visitors not to go within 25 yards of bison and other large animals. The Taiwanese girl and her family are believed to have been standing between 3 feet and 6 feet from the bison when it came after her. They said bison can sprint 3 times faster than humans can run and are unpredictable and dangerous. The bison population in Yellowstone is estimated to range between 2,300 and 5,000. So, yeah, just make sure when you're visiting places that you're not going to do something crazy to get a picture. And there was another story with a group of people. They saw a bear and a mother bear with her cubs. And then they were trying to take a picture, and then it actually turned around and went after the people. So there was like somebody else videotaping them as they're running from these bears. But the bear just wanted to scare them off, and it just got too close to her cubs. So again, yes, make sure you're not doing some crazy pictures. All right, well, that's all the news I have. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And we'll get back into the music. I believe I put in some R. Carlos Nakai, his work with a cellist named Udibar David with Amazing Grace. Thank you.
saw a crazy horse riding through the Badlands. He was wild and brave and free. I swear I heard the cries of the innocent victims in the wind of wounded knee. There's a trail of tears we could follow. Can you hear the footsteps of the Cherokee? It's a trail of broken promises. Will you walk this trail with me? We can find America down the trail of freedom. Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. America, hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it together, walk this trail. Walk the trail with me. I felt the Chippewa wind off Lake Michigan on a cold Chicago day. I heard the thunder roll for the Seminole way down in the Everglades. And I've seen it in the beauty of a Navajo girl like a flower in the desert. I felt it in the pride of a Cheyenne dancer as he moves to an ancient beat. Oh, can you find America down the trail of freedom? Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. Yeah, we can find America, hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it together, walk this trail. Walk the trail with me. I walked the streets of Gallup, New Mexico on a Saturday night. I watched my brothers fall to the alcohol. They were going down without a fight. Hey brothers, we must walk with the pride of Chief Joseph and the courage of Geronimo. This trail, it's long, so you have to be strong just to find your way back home. We can find America down the trail of freedom. Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. Oh, can you find America? Hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it. Walk this trail. Walk the trail with me.
Bob James Jazz Festival presents an educational clinic and a concert May 23rd in Marshall, Missouri. All info at bobjamesjazzfest.com. The musical clinic is open to all ages at 9 a.m. and the Bob James Jazz Fest concert begins at 6 p.m. on May 23rd. Michael Pagan's big band from Kansas City will headline the evening of music. This and more information at bobjamesjazzfest.com. Presented in partnership and in support of KKFI 90.1 FM.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Rhonda here, and it's about my time to be getting out of here, and Sunset Reggae will be coming up next for you guys, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I'll be leaving you off with some Achievers Topa and Native American church music. Have a great Sunday.
Yeah, I'm all here.